This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service in the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Thomas Gable is a graduated PhD student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Thomas is working on auditorial menu multimobile display. Thomas explains the current project he is working on.
Now we're wrapping up a secondary study. We found in that study and previous studies, increased performance with the auditory cues and decreased cognitive load with the auditory cues, and more people prefer with the auditory cues. And this is when they're searching for songs on a list, on a head unit. So then we said, okay, what are their eyes doing? What is the actual effect on someone's vision and what they're paying attention to? Because that's really important when you're driving, is you have to be paying attention to the road.
Thomas explains how an eye tracker works.
We used eye trackers in this study where we're having people actually use cell phone, but we've created so it looks like an MP3 player. It uses the kinetic flicking like all MP3 players do now, which by itself is not good for driving, but that's a different story. That's not good for in-vehicle, but it's what everyone uses standards for on their iPhones, on their iPods, so it's what we used. And we had them search for songs on this list using auditory cues and non-auditory cues while doing a lane change task, which is actually a well-known driving performance tool on a low-fidelity simulator.
Thomas explains how people are less likely to change lanes improperly if they are getting auditorial commands, information, as well as visual.
In the lane change task, you're driving down this three-lane road, and there's signs on the side of the road every once in a while that tell you which lane to be in. And there's an ideal that you're supposed to be driving exactly straight, and then you have a diagonal, and then straight again. And so you're looking at the variance of the driver from their control condition, where they don't do any secondary task. You compare that variance from the ideal to the variance from the ideal when you have a secondary task. So when they're doing the MP3 player without auditory cues, they're driving performance decreases significantly from their control. Now, it also still decreases significantly from when you're using advanced auditory cues.
The Sonification Lab is in the test phase of this project. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker. The lab develops and evaluates auditorial and multimedia interface incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. I'm Shai Shivers.